This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It seems that people are now looking at what they call tiny portable homes. If they really want to be a homeowner, I guess. You can buy them on Amazon. They actually kind of unfold. And it's like the ultimate shed, but it's like a little house. So, yeah, this is exactly, unfortunately, folks, this should not be the American dream. I mean, it might be handy for certain applications, no doubt about that, but that should not be the alternative now to feeling like, hey, I'm arrived, I'm living the American dream. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition, of course, is here, is upon us. And we have so much to talk about this morning. Greetings to everybody listening to us, of course, on AM 860 and, of course, AM 930 and everybody listening across the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way, working very hard for the program. We appreciate that so very much. They distribute the show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we're glad that you're there. And, folks, also don't forget, if you have a question or a comment, you can opine by calling us up here at 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can send us a direct message. And also, if you have a message for Denise Simon, we'll be talking with Denise here in just a little bit. Then, of course, also later this morning, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And there's always stuff to talk about with Chris, certainly about the economy, certainly about how people are reacting to things. And I'm going to ask him, by the way, about the tiny houses that evidently they really do. I mean, they kind of unfold, and I'm sure it's a little more complicated than that, but they're definitely becoming a new thing, it looks like. I will talk to Chris about that, plus a bunch of other stuff having to do with the economy. And of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon later this hour, right before the top of the hour, about all these things, Biden, and certainly what's going on in foreign policy right now, because none of this goes away at the time when we're mostly now looking at what's happening with Joe Biden and his cognitive ability, and because it's all on display. Now, we've been hitting it pretty hard, I know, but we really are at a crossroads. And now I saw earlier, I think it was Senator Hawley, who was essentially saying to Merrick Garland, you know, putting out the call, the clarion call to Merrick Garland to either, you know, charge Joe Biden with something having to do with these documents, I believe, try to invoke the 25th Amendment or start, you know, in other words, make that kind of call. And, hey, folks, again, is our Constitution playing out? And it's very interesting, because this is one of the reasons why I love the Constitution so much. This is one of the reasons why I feel that those who would want to tear down our constitutional republic, claiming that it is evil or it's based on evil or bad things and bad history and things like that, you know, I think they really do need to think twice, my friends. They really do need to think twice, because this is the system that works. And, you know, I might have been Winston Churchill, somebody who said, you know, in general democracy, and I know we're not a pure democracy, but in general, he was saying words to the effect that, you know, this is the worst system in the world, except when you compare it to all the other ones, right? And that's, you know, there's a little bit of humor, but it really does point something out, and that is that, you know, I think that this is it. I mean, we cannot devolve into some kind of other authoritarian regime. We can't simply be controlled purely by political motivations. We have to be able to live and run our republic in the most serious and coherent manner. And by saying that, you know, I'm pointing up directly the things that are happening with the president right now. But this is why the Constitution is so elegant, because it has provisions to be able to self-correct when the republic is going down the wrong road. Now, I'm not calling for the 25th Amendment per se. I'm simply saying that there are these mechanisms that are there in order to, because, for example, we don't have no confidence votes in this system. We don't have a no confidence vote. I mean, to some degree, you could say, well, maybe the impeachment of Mayorkas, they're going to try that again, maybe today, I believe. That's a similar fashion of facet to that. But it's not a one-to-one comparison like if you're in Israel or in a parliamentary system where you have a vote of no confidence and you have to build a new government after that if it succeeds and so forth. So it's a little bit of a different story, right? But in our constitutional republic, it's very elegant because if there is a problem, there is a correction that the founding fathers built in to the system. So that's why we have to be very careful of ever saying to ourselves, we're going to simply tear it down, we're going to ruin it because of this, that, or the other thing, and we're going to replace it with something that sounds like it's supposed to be egalitarian, that sounds like it's really democratic, that sounds like it's going to really finally take care of the needs of all people, stuff like that. I just think we have to be very, very careful of that. But obviously there is propaganda. There's all kinds of things that lead people to believe that. And one of the reasons that we're here, one of the great facets of this program, I think, and others like it, is that we have the ability to talk this stuff out and to be able to get the message out there and be able to demonstrate why our republic is so amazing and why it endures. So, folks, stay right there. A little bit of a soapbox speech. First segment, second hour, we're here, we're live, and we're going to continue on the other side of the break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are rocking through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you're anywhere across the United States as we go across the overnight hours with you throughout the morning here on this Tuesday morning. Don't forget, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to go over and send us a direct message this morning. 42% of likely voters say that Donald Trump, that they respect him more, or most rather, as a leader. I think this is also from Rasmussen Reports. 42%. Of likely U.S. voters. I think that's pretty significant, folks. That's pretty significant, especially when you look at 29% say the U.S. is not heading, or rather, I should say the U.S. is heading in the right direction. They believe that. 29% think we're heading in the right direction. That's also very scary. All right, folks, we do have the phone lines lighting up again here. We've got Aaron in Denver. Good to hear from you this morning, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Professor Pontix, no, we're not heading in the right direction. When you got a country in trillions and trillions, in trillions and trillions, and trillions and trillions and trillions of debt, you're not heading in the right direction. But I was wondering, what you thought about the Super Bowl?
Wow, the Super Bowl. Well, I didn't particularly have a team in the running, but I was saying on Friday's show that I just wanted to see a really competitive game, and I got it. it was pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very competitive game. It was a good game, and Patrick Mahomes found a way to win the game. And what do you thought? Any commercials? Anything that stood out that you liked and didn't like? What do you thought about the commercials?
Well, yeah, I think probably now, you know, you have to bear with me here because when Christopher Walken came on, I thought, wow, a great Walken mm-hmm. commercial, you know, came on, and once it was Christopher Walken, that was it. That was the A number one commercial for me.
that was the A1 commercial. What about the Kennedy spot?
Yeah, in all seriousness, yeah, I think the Kennedy thing was quite interesting uh-huh. because it was a callback to the early days of the original Kennedy campaign. Kennedy, Kennedy, mm-hmm. Kennedy, Kennedy. And now he's kind of apologized for that because it offended some of his family members, I think. He said he was surprised by it. Yeah, because not all of his, there's a couple of family members, he said, that aren't really, don't really support him in his run.
Oh.
But it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. So it was it was a cool callback because it went back to the mm-hmm. days when they actually had jingles. That was kind of cool. And it was, it had a little bit more of a fun quality to it, and a retro quality. But now did it resonate with people? I think that's a very, very good question. Are they looking for something else? But you never know.
Yeah, I was wondering I think it's $3 million to run an ad during the Super Bowl. Is it $3 million now? I forgot what it is.
It's astronomical, I know. I heard about another commercial. It was like $14 million or something. It was just it's a lot of money for that small piece of time.
Yeah, because the thing is, though, I don't know what they spent on that Kennedy ad, but it had to be in the millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And he's supposed to be running as an independent candidate for president of the United States, I believe.
Well, that's right, yeah. And he believes that he can get on all the ballots. He believes that if he can get a certain percentage and take mm-hmm. away from each candidate, that he would be elected. It's easier said than done. But with everything happening with Biden, and especially when people mm-hmm. compare him with Trump, Trump doesn't seem to have these kinds of issues at all. So, you know, I think he benefits from this.
Yeah, if he wants to run as an independent for president of the United States, I mean, God bless him. I mean, I wouldn't vote for him. I think he's too far left for me. But, I mean, if there's other people that want to vote for Kennedy to put their vote in for him, I mean it's still the United States of America. So, I mean, go for it, yeah, if they want to do that.
Well, yeah, exactly. But that's what he's trying to tap into, I think. He's trying to tap mm-hmm. into people who won't vote for Joe Biden and who, for some reason or another, don't want to vote for Donald Trump. So that's mm-hmm. that's sort of he's trying to find that lane. But again, mm-hmm. I think it's very different when you're running as a former president. I mean, everything that he can mm-hmm. talk about and say, well, here's what I would do or here's what I did, that's very mm-hmm. powerful.
Yeah, I think so. And one more thing, I have a newly elected mayor here in Denver, Colorado, that's blaming the Republicans for the for illegal aliens invading Denver, Colorado, here in my beautiful state of Colorado. And of course, the comments are just ridiculous. It's the mayor, the new elected mayor of Denver, Colorado, wants the Republicans to bail out the city of Denver because the city of Denver, of course, is a sanctuary city for illegal aliens. And the Republican Party in Washington better not send one red cent here to Colorado to bail out a mayor that just is living in the Twilight Zone.
I hear you.
Absolutely. We have a newly elected mayor here, Professor Paul, that's living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, he just doesn't get it. But anyway, as usual, it's an honor and pleasure to talk to you, Professor Politics. Adios.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron, in Denver, Colorado. And it is an honor the honor is mine. I really want to say that. The honor is mine. And we always love to hear from Aaron. And, that's a great call because, there's going to be some new dynamics. You know, as I was saying earlier, everything changed last week when all this sort of hit the fan, right? Everything changed, and there are brand new dynamics in this race. And here it is. It's February. You know, we're almost to the middle of February. By the way, it's almost Valentine's Day, too, by the way. We've got to be, I think we've just got to hold on we got to fasten our seatbelt. That's right. And we just got to hold on because we don't know where this election is going to go, at least dynamically at this point. But because we have all these things happening, the world is caught on fire. It's getting worse. the economy is iffy, and people don't know exactly what the future is going to bring. You know, there may be a rate cut, but probably not in March. From the latest reports and latest readings of the tea leaves by economic experts, all of that's happening, and we've got a president who's now seemingly getting worse. And again, it's no joy to talk about that. You know, I wish that this was really on the issues and was really on the real problems that the Biden administration has caused from day one. And just like what Aaron was talking about, oh, now we're going to blame Republicans for the problems happening in Denver. I mean, this is just some kind of, you know, it's like they are living, I'm so glad he said, they are living in the Twilight Zone. And with that kind of mentality, because anybody can see that the Republicans have been trying to fix this by getting the federal government to enforce the law. You know, we don't need some new border bill per se. We need to start enforcing the law. We need to have a president that's not going to reverse all the things that were being done the day before he was inaugurated president in 2021. I mean, it's just it's very, very obvious, those kinds of things. Well, you know, of course, the issues that President Biden has been having. We know that, again, we heard a little bit from what the RNC had compiled. But now here comes Biden Harris HQ on X, or Twitter, I guess. and now they're starting to post things about Republicans, this one in particular, Nikki Haley, because she says September 10th. And not September 11th. Let's listen in.
What happened with Joe Biden this week and what we've seen with Donald Trump is another example of why. We have to face the reality of the fact that when you get to those ages, you get diminished. What we always need to remember is America needs to have friends. After September 10th, we needed a lot of friends. We can never get into the point where we don't need friends.
Okay, so that's a quote from Nikki Haley. There's nothing really to disagree with per se. I mean, you know, age in and of itself, as we know, is not the ultimate factor. But what she then says on September 10th, after September 10th, we needed friends. Well, she's right. I'm not so sure. Now, they're posting this like, aha, see, she had a mental lapse and she doesn't know when September 11th happened. That's the implication. But I don't really read it like that. So I gotta call, you know what, on this, I think, because I think what she means from a plain hearing of what she just said was, you know, September 10th was the last regular day. The next day, we knew how much we needed our friends. I think that's what she was saying, and I do think that the Biden campaign is maybe trying to twist that, make it sound like she had some kind of fundamental lapse on this. Nope, I don't buy it. I don't think you do either. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Great call. Thanks again to Aaron in Denver. Take care. I should say that. Take care, Aaron, and we'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says rooting out Hamas is not just a win for Israel, but also a win for the Palestinian people. This is casualties continue to mount.
The most important power that has to remain in Israel's hands is overriding security control in the area west of the Jordan. That includes Gaza. Otherwise, history has shown terrorism comes back.
Netanyahu spoke on ABC's This Week. Also says he's fine with an autonomous Palestinian state as long as that entity has no ability to have an army or make deals with other countries to get weapons. The medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will feature a unique addition, a small fragment of iron sourced from the Eiffel Tower. This inclusion commemorates 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. The iron pieces are taken from sections of the iconic Eiffel Tower that were removed during various renovations over the past century. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Tuesday edition. I want to say a shout-out to Denise, listening on AM860 on iHeart this morning. And evidently, we still have a little bit of an issue, it looks like, with the live streams coming out of Tampa. And I want to let everybody know this has been, it has been reported. They are addressing it. So I know that they're working real hard on it, to make sure the stream is up to date, you're able to hear the program in its entirety. Denise said, if you're listening, you can head over also to gcnlive.com. That's our syndicator for the program, and they have live streams as well. gcnlive.com. Check them out, and you should be able to hear the program that way. If you have friends, be sure to pass it on, everybody. They are working on it, and they are trying to be real responsive. And I appreciate them so very much at the station. And I'll tell you what, we're going to keep on top of that. And I appreciate the messages so very, very much. I'll tell you, the listener base for this program always lets us know if there's any any issue or anything going on, and I really, really do appreciate it because we're all in this together on this. And I got to tell you as well, folks, it's great to be going overnights with you all across America, and it's great to be with you in the overnight hours. And this is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. And I want to make sure that I say that as often as possible, because it really is the truth. All right, so once again, just briefly again to just wrap up with the Nikki Haley quote. Yeah, I think Nikki Haley was making an actual nuanced point, which went right past the Biden campaign, because they're like, we got to get something. We have to have something that we can put out there and say, look, Nikki Haley, she's having some kind of problem. Nope. In fact, she was making a nuanced point. September 10th. In fact, ever since that, the day that that happened, I've often referred to it as the last perfect day in that sense, because, you know, September 10th, everybody was going about their business. Everybody was looking ahead to what their lives were going to be like. We were just going forward into the future. And then September 11th hits on that, and that was a Tuesday morning, as I recall. September 11th hits, and nothing is ever the same. And even as you get more than 20 years on now, it's still very, very substantial in our mindset, and those of us who had kids following 9/11, you know, they grew up in a much different world than we grew up in. And then now we're the ones telling the stories, right? Well, I remember that morning. I remember that day. I remember what happened after that. Very, very similar, and I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, but very, very similar to what you would have heard from your parents, your grandparents, regarding what happened on at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, how everything changed. We're now in World War II, and the ongoing years from that, what life was like and what happened and how people felt and how America was changed and fundamentally in terms of its international role and following the war, and just how history has just unfolded in a much different way than anyone may have ever thought had that never occurred, right? So very similar. And so I don't find any problem with what Nikki Haley said. I think she was on the money, to be honest. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Coming up in the next segment, of course, we got our next song as well. We'll take another look at the weather. And then we'll also be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And we'll be talking with her here in just a little bit. And then at the bottom of next hour, we'll open up the telephone lines if you have any questions or comments for Denise. And, of course, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message if you have a question for Denise. Well, shrinkflation. Now, okay, this is this is something that is happening, I think, out there. But Joe Biden and the Biden administration decided that shrinkflation was the thing to talk about at the Super Bowl, as opposed to going on the Super Bowl interview, basically, and talking about all kinds of stuff. Gee, I don't know, maybe the Middle East and the war going on and our operations happening there and so on and so forth. Nope. It is Shrinkflation Day at the Super Bowl, okay? This is a great opinion piece from the Washington Examiner by Byron York. And he says, Joe Biden's shrinkflation blame game. By the time the Super Bowl started, it had been extensively reported that President Joe Biden had refused for the second year in a row to do the traditional Super Bowl interview. The conventional wisdom was that the 81-year-old president, who has granted relatively few interviews during his time in the White House and has been under intense scrutiny in the last days for age-related cognitive problems, just could not risk a high-profile interview in his current condition. It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20 to 25 minute interview on that day and you don't do it, veteran Democrat strategist James Carville said. That's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you, he says. There's no other way to read this, says Carville. And so Byron York, the author here, goes on to say, given that given that, rather, most people who follow politics figured they wouldn't see Biden on Super Bowl Day. But Biden had other plans. If he would not or could not handle a Super Bowl interview, he would still get in on the Super Bowl story, creating an attention-getting Super Bowl-themed video released a few hours before kickoff. No tough questions, no embarrassing pauses, just total White House control. Yeah, that's right. Total control. This is what this has been about. Even from day one of the Biden campaign of 2020, Biden's going to stay in the basement. He's better off in the basement. Just let him be. And, you know, because COVID, right, that kind of stuff. And they were able to present him in that way. I'm sure that there are people around at that time who said, you know, this isn't even the same Joe Biden that we had coming out of the vice presidency. When was that again? I don't remember. I'm being mean. Now I'm being mean. That's terrible. I shouldn't do that. But certainly, I think there were a lot of people who knew that there were some issues with Joe. And I hate to say that, issues with Joe Biden. What would it be about? Don't be embarrassed if you did not guess that Biden's video would be about something called shrinkflation. Maybe you haven't heard the word, but it refers to companies, in this case, snack food companies, including fewer chips or cookies or whatever, in packages that nevertheless still cost the same. It is, in other words, another form of inflation, which, of course, has hit the companies as much as it has hit consumers. The price doesn't go up, but the product the buyer receives goes down. So he goes on to say, so again, what's really going on here, he says, is that Biden, running behind former President Donald Trump in national and swing state polls, is seeking to shift blame for his two biggest political liabilities in the 2024 campaign, as that heats up, basically. He is blaming Congress for the disaster at the U.S.-Mexico border. And he is blaming companies trying to pull a fast one, quote-unquote, for inflation. The problem, of course, he writes, is that the crisis at the border is all Biden's responsibility, and inflation is in some significant part Biden's responsibility. So, of course, he's pointing fingers at an effort to dodge election year blame. Well, of course he is. Of course he is. Because, now, this is another thing. Well, the Republicans, they won't pass this bill, and they won't do this. They won't give me the power. And folks, he knows that he's got power. In fact, then suddenly they go and ask, well, what power does he not have? And, well, as you know, he can't do this and he can't do that. And we've got to have this bipartisan bill. This is the only solution. And, of course, it's not the only solution. At least right now, there could be a lot of things I think the president could do on his own that were working at the time. You know, they got these this big dust up, obviously, about the Remain in Mexico, but I think they could still implement it, right? And they probably should. I mean, these are the things. This is even what Speaker Johnson's talking about. Just do Remain in Mexico, if I recall correctly, I'm talking about this. That would begin to turn off the flow almost immediately. So, folks, you know, this if Donald Trump. And if this was Donald Trump and he said, I'm not going to do the Super Bowl interview, but I'm going to do a video about shrinkflation and then say these companies are really sticking it to you and so forth. Well, they also have expenses. They have all kinds of stuff they have to do. And if they raise their prices the way they should, that they feel that they should, there'd be another huge problem of inflation. In other words, if Donald Trump tried to pull this fast one that Joe Biden is doing, he would immediately be called on it. But I'm glad Byron York, Washington Examiner, is doing just that. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Alright, we're coming in here with a little classy sound, I think. I've always liked this one by Billy Joel. So welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to take a look at some of the national weather here in just a moment. As soon as we take a listen to the other song we have lined up for this morning, we're always glad to get requests, by the way. So you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a request for our songs in hour number one, hour number two, again, a little before the top of the hour. And this one, this really is kind of, well, it's the Wayback Machine, but maybe way back to about 1980. I like this one a lot. This is actually, this is the Blues Brothers, everybody. It just doesn't get any better than this.
We're so glad to see so many of your lovely people here tonight. You do to live, thrive, and survive. There are still some things that make us all
tonight. Everybody needs somebody to love. I got to tell you, that's a little precursor to Valentine's Day, by the way. That's actually a pretty cool song. But yes, it was from the movie The Blues Brothers. And then, of course, John Belushi, the late, great John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. And their band, you know, just absolutely phenomenal. What a great sound. What a great arrangement. And just, I think, also puts a smile on our face here this morning on the program. Well, folks, let's take a look. Of course, last hour we were looking at some precipitation. We're looking like it's pretty much unchanged so far. We still have snow up in Connecticut and starting to sneak into southern Massachusetts. But it's going to head on over through the southern part of New York State and then on through Pennsylvania, through the eastern part, mostly into the central and now southwestern part. We got all kinds of rain there. Then we got heavy rain in southern Pennsylvania and heavy rain looks like going through parts of Maryland and also District of Columbia. It's going to head over towards Delaware as well, New Jersey, New York City, by the way. Rain mixed with snow this morning, so you want to be aware of that. Virginia Beach, all kinds of rain happening there. And then also in eastern Kentucky, snow mixed with rain dipping down just north of Knoxville, Tennessee, and over towards Boone as well. Looks like maybe just a little west of Boone on the radar map here this morning, and also west of Asheville there in Tennessee. So do be aware of that, everybody. It's definitely going to be impactful. I know that they're expecting even more storms, especially in the northeast. So do be aware of that. Once again, looks like we've got some winter weather advisories to tell you about. But also, we still see that dense fog advisory. This is going to be in Portland. It's going to go a little bit north towards Longview and then down Interstate 5 through Salem, Corvallis, and Eugene. And that's happening right now. You got that dense fog advisory. Whenever we see that, of course, that's very important. You want to be very careful in fog. Dense fog also up around I-90, Spokane, Washington. Dense fog advisory heading on up towards the border with Canada. Then northern Idaho this morning, fog. I was going to try to say freezing fog, and I keep doing it. Freezing fog is going to impact travel across Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas this morning, so be careful of that. And certainly 4th of July pass would be impacted by that. Winter weather advisory continues through the northeast of Montana, down through our friends in Missoula, Helena, and, of course, Great Falls as well, and on down towards Bozeman as well. The winter weather advisory extends down there as well. West Yellowstone, winter storm watch this morning. So, folks, you've got to be careful out there. We want you to get wherever you're going in one piece. That is for sure. But this is what we love to do here on the program. We love to tell you about what's happening out there weather-wise, and we love to play a great song. And once again, if you have any requests for a great song, and we do get them, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can do that anytime. By the way, whenever you're hearing the program, if you're hearing it on a repeat, for example, on the weekend, whenever you're listening to the program, always feel free to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can also check me out on Facebook, also on X, formerly known as Twitter, and you can join me there as well. So you can also find out a little bit more about the program. So once again, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And simply head on over there and you'll be all set to go. Well, speaking about being ready here to talk about stuff this morning, we got Denise Simon from Founders Code. com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, the fallout continues, but what do you make of Kamala Harris saying she's ready to serve? You know, does that inspire confidence?
What else is she
going to
say?
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't have a choice. I mean, she's second in line, so, I mean, she has to, right?
Well, sure, but then she also said that this report just got everything wrong on the facts. It was gratuitous and politically motivated. And I'm thinking to myself, she's picking the wrong side of history here, it looks like to me. Because she has to say that too, by the way. She can't come out and go, oh, my gosh, you don't believe how bad this is.
And the new word that the administration is using that was introduced by Joe Biden's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, is gratuitous.
That's right. It's gratuitous. Mm. You know, that's more like when you have, like, in a movie, they say, well, this scene was gratuitous because, you know, they didn't need to see that kind of thing. Yeah. So, and it is getting worse. It's definitely getting worse. And, you know, certainly, you know, even James Carville was being asked about this, you know, what happens, how can they choose a different nominee and this kind of thing. And, you know, they've got to be having some pretty intense discussions at this point.
Oh, they clearly are. They're absolutely having some intense conversations. And those conversations, I'm sure they have formed some conclusions, and now they're saying, what do we do about it? And that's the part of the discussion that terrifies me, is what they're going to do about it. So, you know, they're plotting. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're plotting out there, and that's terrifying.
It is. Do you think, just this is way out of left field, but do you think they would go ahead and just bring charges against him to prove that he can stand trial and that they just poo-poo this whole report?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right now they're having a discussion about getting rid of Garland.
Yeah, probably so. Well, that's right, because, you know, he has a decision to make on this thing, too.
He absolutely has a decision. And, of course, somebody in the Biden camp is saying, you know, why was the pressure put on Garland that he even allowed this thing to be released in the first place?
And, of course, now the members of Congress want the whole transcript. I don't know if there's a ghost of a chance they get the whole transcript of the interview.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Well, this is right.
Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour here. We're going to be back, folks, in just a few minutes with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. But stay right there because the news is next, and then we are coming back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two is in the books.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.